views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And thank you for tuning in here today. And if you're listening right now, you likely know both spiritual mystics and powerful activists. So I ask, does mystical realization and effective activism go together? Our guest today poses that the integration of the two has the power to permanently transform the social order and to wake up humanity from its course of rapid self-destruction. The mystic, he explains, must move past petty ego concerns in order to experience oneness with each other and our divine source. The activist, on the other hand, explores the role of passion and conscience in activating social change. Today on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, we will explore the fascinating concept of a meeting ground between the two worlds where spirituality and action unite to spark an accelerated transition toward a greater goal, a more evolved civilization. Are you a conscious activist? I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment, open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self as I welcome our guest. James O'Dea is the lead faculty for the Shift Network's Peace Ambassador Training with hundreds of international participants. These trainings are ongoing, and his Path of the Peacemaker course attracted students from 24 countries. He's a well-known figure in international social healing who has conducted reconciliation dialogues for over 15 years. James also leads breakthrough intensives for emerging leaders of all ages. He's on the extended faculty of the Institute for Noetic Sciences and its former president. The former Washington office director of Amnesty International and CEO of the SEVA Foundation. James is also a member of the Evolutionary Leaders Group. And as you can tell, we are in for an incredible conversation today. Welcome, James.
Thank you, Julie. Good to be with you.
Thank you. I'm delighted to have you here, James. And I need to open with our tradition here. I have a perennial question because we really like to set this show into the meme of our interconnected universe here. So I'd like to start off the show by asking, what does all things connected mean to you?
Well, that's a fabulous question. It really means that there is no separation, that the separation is an illusion and a devastating illusion. And during my life and career working on human rights and things like torture and abuse around the world, I've seen how that illusion of separation creates massive suffering. That I am other than you, I am better than you, I am greater than you, I am more powerful than you, you are lesser, you are a lesser you human being. All those ideas are in the matrix of separation. And the healing of the world, to heal, the root of the word heal means to make whole. The healing of the world comes as we recognize There is no lesser person on the face of this earth. There is no outside, inside. We're all in it together. We all share a common destiny. And we have a common work to do, to heal the world, to save the planet, to take it to the next level of civilization. So all things connected, mind, matter, spirit, culture, religion, all of these things in the great weave are constantly connected. They are a part of each other. I am another you, you and I are one. And they, that concept of they, the others, that's for the history books.
Mm. Thank you for grounding that so real. And the thing that I really appreciate about your response was you alluded to your experience of you really being on the ground, seeing pain and suffering, even albeit an illusion from how we've really constructed things in our minds sometimes. But you have seen the pain and the suffering on the front lines. Let's talk about that, because your path to teaching peace and really being a peacemaker comes from so much wisdom and experience. Why don't you explain to our listeners a little bit about your history and how your life has brought you to this place in your career and in your own life of activism?
I think it began with a sensitivity that was created when I was conceived and growing as an embryo, as in many of our cases. Because there in that story, my mother had lost her first daughter and discovered that in her own tragedy and suffering and pain, she was carrying me. And so I think that sensitized me to feeling in utero her pain, her loss, her suffering, and her desire to be the best person she could to give me life, to create life for me. And that's really how I've acted throughout my life, is to try to make space for those who are wounded or suffering, and knowing that the suffering is not the end of the story. And it is that ability, that vision, that inner core has allowed me as a teenager to do a lot of activity and public awareness around poverty and the treatment of senior citizens in London. And then as I got older, to go into the world's hot spots, places like Beirut, and really experience the great suffering of war and violence and massacres. And it was there in Beirut that I almost lost it. Sometimes the darkness gets so powerful, we all get tested. Can you find the goodness? Can you find the truth? Can you find the beauty? And it was in the midst of the rubble, when I was, after several massacres, I was being given coffee by a Palestinian refugee, and I saw the indomitable spirit of the human being shining through. That, Julie, is what carried me through, that sense of the spirit being indomitable. It allowed me to go into the heart of suffering and into that focused work that activists need to do to keep their own egos in check, but to serve the cause as best they can. 10 years working in Washington for Amnesty International, every day waking up to stories of torture and murder and genocide, and really holding that vision that as bad as it can get on this planet, there is something coming that spirit will break through, that if we mobilize conscience, we can do so much good. And you may remember from my book, The Conscious Activist, I testified in Congress about a dungeon in the Atlas Mountains, forgotten by most of the world, where prisoners often spent many years and died of starvation or cold. And the word was smuggled out by one of the prison guards, and I read his letter in congressional testimony. And not long after that, that dungeon was closed down. Can you imagine just focusing our action in that way, that we could free the prisoners of conscience, let the light shine where it needs to. Is that kind of mobilization of moral force and conscience I so believe in, when it's united with deeper spiritual and mystical reality, I think we have a winning combination.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more, and thank you for that story. The thing that touches me about that I think you do embody is the story of your mother, and when she would be in her suffering and grief, she would turn toward you in the pregnancy and really mother you there. And I think that's a beautiful recipe for us to really come from that place of our grief, suffering, pain, and really turn it toward nurturing new life and new growth. And it's a beautiful recipe. So thank you for sharing all that. We need to take a break here, but I want to let our listeners know they can find you at jamesod.com. That's jamesodea.com. And we're talking about the book Conscious Activist. We'll have much more when we return.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Thank you.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. My guest today is James O'Dea, and we're talking about the conscious activist. And James, I really appreciate how you've put activism and mysticism together and really weave that. And along with that, tell some incredibly powerful stories and really bringing in so much for the reader. This is just full of good stuff. And so thank you for this gift to the world. But let's talk about this, because you are a mystic and you are an activist. And so this seems like a natural expression coming from you. But let's talk about the book. What inspired you to write this?
I think the sense that the time had come to really bring these together, as they were two streams in my own life. And you know, the first part of the book is called Initiation, and the second part of the book is called Integration. And it's really part of my own integration and the larger integration of the incredibly exciting movements of spirituality in the world and activism. And that sense that I have, that somebody like Andrew Harvey has also, he calls it sacred activism, is that if you bring these two together, you have the possibility of dramatic forms of change. Because if we're really walking the talk and being the change and doing the inner work as mightily as we're doing the outer work, and what happens is the quality of one's inner life and the quality of one's life work in the world are transformed. You know, the Dalai Lama says, it's not enough to be compassionate. Wow, tell us, Your Holiness, what could that be? You know, it's just not enough to be compassionate. One must act. And it's in the acting that you get feedback. You know, I tell the story, even as a teenager in London, when I exposed some of the problems of the welfare system and the treatment of senior citizens. And I got a Teenager of the Year award and a lot of publicity. The government minister wrote to me, said, you know, it seems as if you have a strong criticism of our government's treatment of senior citizens. Please come and discuss this with me. And what a thing, senior government official writing to a teenager. But then I was young, and I hadn't done enough of that inner work. I wrote back to him and I said, you know what you have to do, and when you do it, we can meet. Now I wince at that level of arrogance. I call it getting on your high horse, refusing dialogue. And I look around at the political scene today and I see so much of that riding on the high horse, that not doing the humility work, not doing the work that says, yes, let us dialogue. One Catholic theologian said, unless we dialogue, we will destroy the whole planet. I think it's true. So that's really why I wrote the book, to bring these together so that we'd have the maturity, we'd have the guidance, the inner insight, the light, the inspiration of really deep inner work, going to meet our own demons and our own projections and our own finger pointing and our own riding the high horse. And when we do that, when we really confront the ego and act in pure service and in loving sacrifice for others, we really begin the deep transformation that the planet needs. Because we really can't proceed with the level of ego dominance that is on both sides of the fence.
Mm. Wow. So putting that in a really simple form of doing our inner work and doing our outer work. And so with our listeners today that might be tuning in, some might be really good with the inner work. And I might add, a lot of people get stuck. They get stuck doing the inner work because they aren't bringing it back out to the outer work. And I know an incredible amount of people who are doing the outer work and the activism that, like you said, may not have done the inner work. So what would you recommend, or how would you coach our listeners today if they're something you're saying here is resonating about the inner work and outer work? Where do they begin? How do they get started in being a conscious activist?
Well, I think you come to that place where you realize we all meet a wall in our lives, whether it's tragedy, loss around us, whether it's difficulty, whether it's losing a job. And the real world meets us at some point in our lives. I used to say to my three sons, you know, pray God that you meet it early so you can learn about the wall in yourself and how to experience guidance through the difficult times. And so I want to really affirm that what we're talking about is a kind of really grounded spirituality that says, yes, I will meet you. I will meet you in the dark night of the soul. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Yeah. You've come to visit me again. That sense that we can be guided through those difficult times, whether it's in our adolescence or early maturity or in our midlife crisis, whenever it is. And so the field of action, the action around us, the work of forgiving others is related to forgiving ourselves. The other work of reconciling with our enemies is also related to that inner work of reconciling with who we are, with really bringing forward our true gifts. So that's where I put the spotlight. And there's a chapter in the book about my own family separation and divorce. Right there in the heart of everyday life, you meet the call to purify your inner life and deepen your relationship with others. And my wife and I went through a separation process where, you know, we kept the three boys in the main house and we rotated around them. I was there half the week, she was there the other half of the week. And we really modeled for the children, since that they were in the center of the picture, that the whole relationship grounding in love and respect could happen even when a relationship as major as a marriage was transforming and breaking up. So that's where I want to take people with your question, is to say, in any part of your life, the way you treat other people, the way you deal with your relationships with others at home, at work, that's the heart of activism, domestic activism. You know, community activism. Be real in the relationships that are around you and be a force for reconciliation and healing and coming together. And you do that by working on yourself as well, by offering yourself to the highest possible energy of commitment to good, to goodness, to reconciliation, to peace. So that peace becomes not an abstract word, but the very vital force that you live and organize your life around. When you match those two things together, you really have tremendous healing that can occur. My three sons are so deeply bonded with each other. They take vacations together. even though our family broke up, our sense of commitment to each other and to deep love. Imagine that you can talk about love even in the situation of divorce. That is the triumph of healing that I witness in the world.
Wow, I just want to breathe that in with our listeners, and hopefully they're really feeling that on a visceral level, because again, it's another really powerful prescription for us that our inner world meets our outer world right at home. This is domestic activism, community activism, family activism, and we don't have to go out and save the planet, change climate, you know, stop climate change, we have to be out there in these big ways. If we're out there doing that without this other work first, I imagine you'll teach us we're probably not going to be as effective. We need to take a break, but I really want to bring that home for our listeners. Again, there's another powerful prescription to just begin with this domestic piece right at home. Thank you for sharing those words. And again, we're talking with James O'Dea, the author of Conscious Activist. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more on what you can do and where are we going as a humanity. We'll be right back.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about your retirement. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm here today with the author of Conscious Activist, James O'Dea. And James, right before the break, we were talking about your story of domestic activism and community activism. And you talk a lot about healing the world. And, you know, when we heal the world and save the planet, that's a big invitation. And yet you do direct us right back into our own lives and our own relationships. So let's talk about the connection between that, not just the inner work and the outer work, but really improving the quality of life right in front of us. And how does that connect with healing the world and saving the planet? How do we leap from this local to the global?
Great question. I forget which Dickens novel it is, but it begins with, "It was the best of times and the worst of times." And we live in environments. We live in constant flow of meaning from internet, radio, TV. We're super saturated in environments in which we're seeing the worst of times and the best of times. And a sense that the negativity of the world, the horror of the world, the injustice of the world can sort of just wash into our minds and leave its imprint in the way we view reality, in the way we think about life. And what I say to people is, you know, very important for activists as well as mystics, is you must look at the world. You can't turn your eyes away. You can't put your head in the sand. You can't say, "Oh, well, don't worry, global warming isn't happening, or they aren't committing atrocities here, or the growing gap between the rich and the poor really doesn't matter. It'll all work out in the end." That, I think, doesn't work. It's not faithful to truth. We must be able to look at the truth of any situation like that and understand why it is so, but not to step too deeply into it. Now, there's the koan, there's the conundrum for us, isn't it? I say to people, learn about the world, face the difficulties and the challenges of the world, but put your energy into the solution. So learn about the problem, don't deny the problem, but don't get so involved in the problem that you're constantly sort of moaning about it and telling people, "Oh, isn't it awful, you know, climate change, they're doing nothing about it." And it starts to pull and seep your energy, you know, the pollution, whatever the problems are, the behavior of others, the lack of forgiveness. And you find then your energy is getting sucked into the problem. I actually call it the snake eyes entropy of the problem will suck you in. And you'll get PhDs in the problem, and you'll live inside the problem. That's the danger. To heal the world, you know, we must know the problem, we must face the truth, and then we must put our energy into the solution, just as they did in South Africa. At least they attempted truth and reconciliation. Face the truth. You know, don't deny the racism that existed. You know, face that and then say, let's put our energy into a egalitarian society, into creating justice and peace in the world. So what always amazes me in my journey through places like Rwanda, of meeting people who are able to forgive at an unparalleled level victims of genocide, of the Holocaust. It just reminds me that our spiritual capacity is so great when we tap into it. I met a mother in Rwanda who was able to forgive the murderers of her children. And how could you do that? It seems unimaginable that a mother could forgive those, but she did. And she did it in a way that opened up the future and the possibility of changing the story. And I've met Catholics and Protestants in Northern Ireland, former Nazis and Holocaust survivors. They don't forgive the act. You can't forgive murder. You can't forgive torture. But you can forgive the actor, the person who in their ignorance got pulled into the terrible things that they did, the wounds that they inherited that helped make them inhuman. And it's the interruption of those wounds, it's the interception of those wounds that our work as conscious activists and deep mystics is all about, isn't it? To say, one thing we can do for the next generation is to stop the transmission of wounds. And so I think that the healing work comes again back to us. If you haven't forgiven your own family, if you haven't forgiven yourself, if you haven't done that work and finally come to the place where you sit in the root of I love myself. Some people think it's a terrible luxury to love yourself, but it's not the case. To feel self-love, to feel self-confidence, is the root of healing. And I love the work of Meher Baba when he says, you know, your big responsibility is to be humble in this world. He says, humility is when you stand in the power of who you are with no shame, no guilt, no blame. That's true humility, to be yourself, to be anchored in the truth, to find the truth of who you are, and to know that in the center of that truth is the original beauty of your soul, and you're anchored in love. Then you can do mighty work in the world. So it's that combination of the two. But I just witnessed to you and to our listeners that we have the power to heal. We can get on with healing on a massive level, because I've witnessed it in the most tortured and terrible places of the world.
You know, the healing of the world on a massive level, you know, it does begin with us doing our inner work. And by the way, the poetic mystic in you is just love to listen to. It's like a lullaby. But you're also saying, in doing our work, it opens a capacity within ourselves to do even greater work of healing in the world.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah, that is important to hear. And the part about the humility and the self-love, you know, a lot of us think, well, it's narcissistic or it's ego to do self-love, but we're really talking about a deep compassion for ourselves. And I love how you say standing in the fullness of who we are as divine beings. And again, that moves the mystic into the activist at that point.
Yes, exactly. Because we're not playing, you know, when we're doing caught in guilt or blame or shame, we're really cutting the self into parts, and some parts are allowed and not allowed. And the way to do that is, again, that process of facing the truth that maybe at times you have acted out of ignorance, because we're not all in full knowledge. So every human being has done or thought or felt things that are partial, that are based in ignorance. But the beauty is that when you allow that energy to be faced and to be seen with compassion, then that self-love grows, and the healing of the inner roots of our being begin to drink from the deepest levels of cosmic reality.
That's beautiful. I have a quote that I put on social media today, and a couple quotes that I fell in love with. And one of them is your words that says, opening the flow of our own lives to heal self and serve others only takes us deeper into the ocean of being. I love that, because it is the ocean of being, and so much goodness is right there when we're there. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to really frame this now into what it means for us moving forward with greater connectivity and evolving our consciousness, and really, what are the good things that you see happening on the planet, so that we're really focusing on the solutions and what's really beautiful out there right now. So thank you, James. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with the Conscious Activist.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And hey, I want to remind you that you can tune in to all of our archives and upcoming shows. And if you really want to listen to this show again with James O'D, visit our website, www.thedrjulieshow.com. It's thedrjulieshow.com, and you can stay connected all week on our Facebook page where we continue the conversation, and that's All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. And I want to thank our guests today. We've been talking with James O'D, the author of The Conscious Activist, and you can find James at jamesod.com. And the book is a treasure, really. I recommend it highly. So put that on your list and go out to Amazon or go on to James's website and look for it there. It's an easy click away. And James, right before the break, I mentioned that I'd really like to kind of ground this in an optimistic future and where we're going. And one of your quotes, you said, "Both the mystic and the activist discover who they are when they sacrifice the old ways of doing business for the new life they seek to experience in themselves and in the world." And I'm really curious. I love that quote. Thank you. I'm curious about what you're seeing that's really working in our world and how you're seeing the conscious activist making a difference out there.
Well, Paul Hawken calls this time blessed unrest. That there is off below the radar screen of the main media, there are people all over the world in nonprofit organizations, in service situations, coming together with a consciousness about healing, about a holistic education, educating the whole being, holistic health. There's so much happening that reflects, I think, in also the younger people who are coming up these days, more tolerant in terms of social behavior and norms, more less racist, more understanding that we have to deal with our consciousness. And just look at the leap in healthcare itself, where we used to go to the doctor and ask the doctor to give us the pill or the injection or the intervention that would, you know, heal us, fix us. And now the doctor will say, "Well, let's work on your attitude. Let's work on your belief." You know, all of that new science that says your belief really matters, all the way down to what's switching on and off your genetic structure. Wow! That consciousness itself is now such a major topic of understanding with physicists and others, that when we look into the heart of matter, we cannot separate consciousness itself. So it's that sense that there is a tide of consciousness rising. And it's okay maybe that it's not on the main media event, because it's organizing in its own sphere. But I really think that the best of times are still to come, and that massive transformation truly is possible.
You know, you've taught so many students around the world and in several different countries. What are you finding with the conscious activists now and the people who are really invested in peace? One of the trends that I'm seeing is greater connectivity, that we're really coming together organically into networks and networks of networks. But what other trends might you notice from the peacemakers around the world and those that are really serious about conscious activism?
Well, the thing that really excites me is the sense of we have common problems, we have common issues. You know, we may at one time in our development as a species lived in a way that we thought people of other religions and other cultures and other traditions were just alien and foreign and so different that we had to protect our version of the truth. What I find so much, and I think it is reflected in social networks, in that great conversation that's arising, is how much the human being has in common, whatever their culture, whatever their racial divide or their religion. And it's that common language that says, we need love, we need respect, we need nurturance, we need to learn nonviolent communication. You know, I have another book called The Cultivating Peace. I teach in my peace classes how to read another person's energy. I call it energy mastery. And how quickly, Julie, people are picking up that sense that if you read the other person's energy before any words come out, you're going to be able to transform situations at greater and greater speed. So I see the skills of nonviolent communication and conflict resolution are truly on the rise, and that the fundamentalism is like so violent and so brutal because it's in its death throes. It will not last as a system of meaning because it cannot connect. That's the big secret. It cannot connect with the whole, and so it's fighting desperately to survive as its own independent part. But it's the whole that in the end will thrive.
Mm. I don't remember who said that we're midwifing the new and at the same time we're hospicing the old. And I hear that's what you're saying about the fundamentalism that just cannot survive.
Absolutely.
Mm. I'd like to read a quote to you because I really want our listeners to hear it before we close. And then just see if you have any last words for us of inspiration. The conscious activist is nothing less than midwife, coach, and courageous provocateur for the time when the overwhelming majority of humanity leaps towards its destiny of high integration. Just as the tiny acorn must face its years of blistering winters and scorching summers and keep stretching upwards to become the mighty oak tree, humanity too has a searing destiny path through the furnace of so many self-created hells until we become fully conscious of our power to bring heaven to earth. Beautiful words, James. Thank you for that gift. Do you have any last inspiration along those lines for our listeners before we close?
Yes. The most important thing is that you find and remember the essence of who you are, to know that you have been invited to the dance of incarnation at a time when so much is called for whole-scale, whole-system transformation. And it's no mistake. In fact, you were born for such a time as this. You, in your individual capacities, whoever you are, realize, my goodness, I'm a part of the whole. I'm a part of the great unfolding. And I am needed. I am called to the dance. So go out and dance it.
Oh, James, thank you so much. That was beautiful. And I have enjoyed having you here so much today. And really, I want to encourage our listeners to go out and visit jamesod.com. It's spelled jamesodea.com. And also look for the book, The Conscious Activist, a beautiful resource to have right in your hands, not in the library, but right in your hands. Thank you, James. I appreciate you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, too, for a deep and beautiful interview.
You're so welcome. Listeners, I hope you tune in with us again next week. We'll be right here and with another incredible guest. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.